Now, when you read stories in the newspapers about people in other parts of the world not having enough to eat, it does make you appreciate living here in Hong Kong. But some local teenagers take a different view and deliberately starve themselves, surviving on as little as 200 calories a day. They're said to suffer from a condition called anorexia nervosa, and one such sufferer is Sam.
I've always been a large girl, and it's now got to be an obsession with me. That I feel I'd be happy if I was slim.
Sam is 16. She's popular, pretty and slim for her height. Like all her other classmates, she's working hard for the GCSE exams in June. There is one big difference, though, between Sam and her friends. Sam is suffering from anorexia nervosa, an eating disorder which is affecting more and more young women here in Hong Kong. Anorexia nervosa, where you control your food intake by starving yourself, is now such a common term you may have talked about it with your friends. Dr. Sing Lee from the Department of Psychiatry at the Chinese University has spent time researching the causes of eating disorder in Hong Kong, and he explains what they are.
Generally, one fails to find one single cause. Certain commonly recognized causes of anorexia nervosa include weight control behavior. Commonly we call it dieting. However, dieting is insufficient to account for anorexia nervosa because dieting is very widespread, depending how you define dieting, whether it's a kind of innocent dieting or is it very serious, intense dieting. So dieting needs the presence of other causal factors to result in what is actually a potentially fairly serious psychiatric problem, anorexia nervosa.
Did you know that anorexia nervosa is not just an eating disorder? There are other factors too.
And these include usually some kinds of emotional problems, personality problems like someone lacking in self-esteem, confidence, social interpersonal skills, family problems like parental disharmony, and then perceived examination school pressures. I said perceived pressures because if you look at the system in Hong Kong, probably 9 out of 10 students are under pressure. But for all that, anorexia nervosa is still a fairly rare disorder in clinical practice. Mild degree of weight loss or occasional missing of period is common. But when all the strict criteria applied, anorexia nervosa is still an uncommon condition. And finally, a history of being fat is probably also one predisposing factor. And this fatness doesn't need to be medical obesity, you see. Doctors are much more loose with the definition, more strict actually, with the definition of what is obese. But what happened is because of changes in aesthetic standards, increasingly young women would like to be really slim. And so when they feel fat, their doctors may not actually think that they are medically fat. And it is more a subjective perception that you are fat and therefore you need to diet. And when the dieting behavior occurs in the setting of personal, family, or interpersonal emotional problems, and eating disorders can result.
Going back to Sam, she admits she has an obsession with thinness and fails to accept compliments about how slim she has become.
People say that to me, but see, I don't see that because it's with these disorders, it's like mental. You see yourself different to how everyone else sees you.
Certain anorexics continue to perceive themselves to be fat, even though to everyone else they are getting quite slim. So they can tell their brothers are thin or their brothers are fat, but they have this specific way of looking at themselves in what appears to be a distorted sort of body image. Even though after they achieve a certain slimness, they prefer to stay slim and control their body weight. Psychological theories have been raised suggesting that these are young women who seems to have lost control over many aspects of their life, like the family relationships, their studies, their interpersonal relationship and how they handle the emotional problems and so on. So much so that they come to learn that perhaps one aspect of life that they can control is their own dietary intake and their body weight. And this particular theory can explain why most of these patients, at least initially, are fairly reluctant to seek help, in particular help from psychiatrists. It takes a lot of time, attention and support to, in the form of psychotherapy usually, to let them see that their problems is actually not in their body weight or body shape, but in other aspects of their life.
We often see on television or magazines, for example, beauty contests or actresses posing, all emphasizing the myth that to be thin is to be beautiful. Vivian is also a 16-year-old student in Hong Kong. She is adamant that the mass media is to be blamed.
When you see idols or models in television and magazines, Ronnie Yip or Fei Wong, very tall and thin, so people will want to imitate them and want to be good-looking and very smart. School, maybe that's the problem of peer pressure, but I think the most important factor that makes them so obsessed is the mass media.
A victim of anorexia nervosa can often experience loneliness and family relationships can suffer as a result. Sam tells us about the strain her problem has caused between herself and her mother.
My mother gets so frustrated with me, and I'm always complaining. I'm never happy with what I'm wearing or what I look like, and I've had many arguments with people because I say, you know, I think I'm fat.
Sam has now come to terms with her illness and is undergoing regular counselling with a psychotherapist to combat anorexia. She has also improved her relationship with her family. Remember, problems will not be solved by abusing your body. Dr. Sing Lee has worked with many anorexic patients and he explains why family therapy is important.
Improving our family communication is vital. Often patients come to us disclosing that they have no one to talk to, and at the same time they want to hide their problems from schoolmates or teachers and so on. So in fact, for younger patients, in our own practice, routinely we offer family treatments, family therapy, in which as far as possible every family members should come regularly for psychotherapeutic sessions. And using this particular treatment, the anorexic subject is considered to be a symptom of a troubled family. In other words, the patient herself should not be scapegoated alone as the only problem. You know, the others are just being burdened. Very often, especially for younger anorexic subjects, we do see different sort of family problems.
That was Dr. Sing Lee from the Department of Psychiatry at the Chinese University.